6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, May 16th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you for being here. If you were in Myrtle Beach over the weekend, the phone lines are open. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We welcome you to the show for the first time if you're a first-time caller. That's why the phone lines are open. We have no guests on the show today because we're all giving them a break because of the weekend. But we are going to be on the phone trying to set up some of the folks that were there to talk to us here on the show in the coming weeks. So we're going to focus a little bit on the news and take your phone calls. Anything of any relevance? We were talking before we came on the break about this issue with the have-nots. And I want to get into that a little bit because there is some cognitive dissonance out there that, you know, people just seem to have this feeling that, oh, everything's going to be okay. God's in charge and country's going to be okay. Yeah, he gave us free will to do things like PrEP. Of course, you know, you listen to anybody in the media and you hear the word prepper and the first thing, the demonization people come out and call you a whack job. You know, Grandma and Grandpa a long time ago used to have canning. They used to all get together. All the neighbors got together and they all spent the whole day, the women spent the whole day canning and putting up preserves and putting up pickles and, you know, everything. They were tomatoes, tomato sauce, spaghetti sauce, all the different veggies, and they would pickle and can them, put them in jars, boil them, get all the bacteria out. And they would have fruit cellars and all sorts of other storage cellars for various things. Some of them would smoke meats and hang them in the cellar. This was normal because people needed to eat, and we've lost touch with that. I even remember my daughter, you know, when we asked her, where do you think eggs come from? And she said, from the store. You see where we've gone with that? I mean, you may think it's funny. You may have gotten a chuckle out of that. I get it. But then you have to ask yourself, how our kids got to think like that? Because they've been raised that way by parents that have indulged them and made them the top priority rather than mommy and daddy being the top priority. I mean, who's going to go out and work to go to the store to feed them in the first place? I think we've kind of lost sight of our goals here, folks. Kids are not the first, and those who are kowtowing to their children, and I'm not discounting you homeschool moms at all. You're doing the right thing educating your child. But see, if your child is at home and you're homeschooling and not just packing them off with a bologna sandwich or a PB&J for lunch like what we had to do when we were kids, you know, if you're at home educating them in the way things should go, you're having canning classes. You are teaching them survival. My 8-year-old grandson knows how to use an AR-15 for crying out loud. He bagged his first deer with a 30-30 and learned how to field dress it at 8 years of age. Yeah, I know. You got to wonder about his dad, which is my son. Yeah, he's dialed up, baby. He's dialed up. He's got this going on. He knows. He knows how to survive. He's got survival skills in his back pocket. And so does his 8-year-old son. His son has learned to respect a weapon, knows what it's for, knows when all hell breaks loose and the have-nots come calling, because that's what we're afraid of. And see, people think, oh, there's no way we're going to have an EMP, and they're in denial. The cognitive dissonance is still there, wrapped around their head. If you don't think for 1 minute that we could have a nuke launched 270 miles up in the atmosphere over Kansas, and we're not going to be in the Dark Ages, think again. I didn't say the Stone Age. We're not that far back. We've come to depend on electricity, but electricity was there after the Dark Ages. So we would be put back in time to the Dark Ages, where if you don't have a meat grinder, a wheat grinder, a manual can opener, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You have to have the physical means of gardening. That rototiller may not work. I don't know. Anything that's electric may not work. We have become so dependent on electricity. And you see, this is what happens, especially if you live in a major city. This is where all hell will break loose first. You think. Put on the logical thinking cap. The have-nots are not prepared. The have-nots are living at home with their parents. The government has released white papers, and you can go to EMPShield.com of your own free will and download all the stuff in their library without buying one damn thing off their website, even though we've had them on here. And you can look at their library, and you can read the paper by Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. The EMP Commission was disbanded in 2018. Reports were written, and they basically came to the conclusion that America is screwed if we have an EMP attack. 9 out of 10 people will be dead in a year. So then you're left with answering your own question, am I going to be one of the 10 that's going to survive? Aha! 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 This is exactly what you got to start thinking about. This is why Marjorie Wildcraft comes on the show and talks about raising chickens, raising rabbits. It's not a big deal. $3 in a doe is not going to cost you a lot of money. And you make 75 rabbits out of $3 in a buck and three does. Didn't cost you that much money. We used to have a rabbitry. We probably had at least 100 rabbits, 100 that I can remember. We used to sell them to 4-H kids, you know, for projects. We used to go to flea markets and sell them there, in addition to German shepherds for police departments and border patrol. There's so much ways of animal husbandry, of making a living if you're out in the country. If you got any ideas you want to add to that thought process, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I mean, it's that simple. I'll give you 1 second to think about that. Second's over. Did you think good and hard? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I know that you've got something going on in your brain, and maybe many of you have a garden already. I know a lot of you out there are human composting. You are composting poop. I know you're doing it. We've had conversations about that. And it's a good thing because you can feed, and this is one of the things I'm working on, one of the projects I'm working on next week. I have a to-do list of things to do. One of them is to build that compost bin that I've been putting off for the last month, and I'm building it out of steel sit panels with hinges on them and a lid to keep them nice and airtight. And I'm going to have that compost pile ready to go in short order because I'm going to increase the heat in that compost pile and get those little buggers going. So we should have some pretty good compost there. You can mix all that garbagey soil you got in there with it, in addition to all your human poop and your shavings, your sawdust, and all the other good stuff that you're doing from when you're sawing firewood. This is why chipper shredders are a good thing to have, especially the manual ones that are gas operated. You know, you don't have to treat it like Fargo. However, I would think it would come in handy if you happen to shoot a bunch of illegal have-nots invading your property and you want to get rid of the evidence. Here's the thing. When all hell goes, you know, it will happen. SHTF, you know what that is, right? Hits the fan. And see, the have-nots are going to go out, especially in the major cities. You get roving bands of gangs. We're talking about MS-13 and people like that have guns. And they're going to be going from house to house, taking your guns if you're not ready to use them. If you don't have the conscience to pull the trigger, well, I feel sorry for you. Because, you know, God didn't raise no dummy. And he told you that you, whatever it takes to survive, doesn't mean you have to turn the other cheek when somebody who doesn't deserve all the things that you've worked hard for. You remember in Thessalonians, it talks about working with your hands, that which is pleasing unto the Lord, studying to be quiet. Well, this is part of it. You learn skills. You learn trades. You make it happen. You diversify. Each member of your family that lives at home, if they're not going to go out and get a damn job, then they need to contribute to the household and they need to learn a skill set. There is nothing wrong with learning how to can vegetables. Nothing wrong with learning how to compost and go out and till a garden. Nothing wrong with learning how to have a green thumb. That's why Marjorie Wildcraft is all over our website, folks. It's all about solutions and the have-nots, obviously. And I talked to guys at the show over the weekend that think the same way. Most of the people I talked to and the people that we were praying with all said the same thing. I'm locked and loaded, baby. I got the guns. I got the ammo. I got the food supplies. And that grows exponentially every month when I can put money away. I got chickens. Talked to somebody on the flight back, as a matter of fact, that had about 3 dozen chickens. Well, no, I take that back. It had 12 chickens and a rooster. That's like having 3 dozen chickens if you got a rooster. You don't have to have a rooster. Trust me. You don't want them waking you up at 3:30 in the morning. Disrupt your circadian rhythm, because that rooster has no rhythm. He just knows, I'm going to crow, and it's going to wake you up. And it's going to piss you off, and he's going to end up being dinner on the table one night. You're not going to put up with that anymore. That's why I say, just get laying hens. Don't get a rooster. Not unless you intend on raising chickens from birth, which that, according to Marjorie Wildcraft, is quite the undertaking. If you're going to raise them for food, that's one thing. But you have to be able to control the flock. And, of course, with them killing all these birds these days, you got to keep them safe. You got to, if you're going to have dogs roaming the property, you better make sure that that chicken coop is really penned up tight so the dog can't get in. Otherwise, you're not going to have a flock left. I know we used to have a potbelly pig named Jimmy Dean. I mean, what a fitting name to give a potbelly pig. He used to, boy, that pig would have a field day out in our rabbitry, you know, because you know what rabbits produce, right? Rabbit pellets. You know what pigs like to eat? Rabbit pellets. You know why he got so fat? Rabbit pellets. I'm sure you've heard those stories before. Here's another thing about the have-nots, though. The perfect storm is on its way here. There's been a sharp rise in home prices and mortgage rates. It's driving working Americans out of the market. Wealthy buyers and sellers might be able to go do whatever the blue blazes they want, but lower income Americans, especially people in the Democratic Party, are going to pay a real steep price for all their frustrations of all these homeowners in the midterm elections in November. According to real estate analysts and commentators, average payments on mortgages went from 3 to 5% in the first 3 months of the year. They're now 38% higher than a year ago, according to a political report, citing figures from real estate listing service Zillow. Yeah, you can trust some of those figures, maybe. It's statistics, remember, they can be manipulated. But look at it this way. Anybody that goes out there and tries to find property that's decent price, good luck with that. Pretty scary. Median home price in America as of April of this year, $344,141. That's a 20.9% leap from a year before, according to Zillow. Inflation, the driving factor, the pandemic, other factors, the government's expansionist monetary and fiscal policy, driving up prices. And not only that, you try to find country property. Some of you out there have figured out the have-not-have game. If you have, and you're in a city, and all of a sudden it hits the fan, the have-nots are going to come for you. If you don't have enough ammo, you're stuck. Because they will outnumber you, outpower you. You will have no way to defend yourself because you ran out of buckshot. If you think a 12-gauge shotgun is going to be your only answer, I don't know. Maybe if you, you know, dragon's breath is $25 for 3 rounds of that stuff. And I'll guarantee you, once you set a couple of them on fire with those rounds, you'll scare the living bejesus out of the rest of them. They might think twice about coming on your property. However, if your property is not fenced and you don't have no trespassing signs up there, kind of puts you at a little bit of a disadvantage, don't you think? 844-769-2944. If anything you have to add to the conversation about the haves and the have-nots, this is why people are, and I don't know so much as a civil war by our choice. Because people think, oh, well, Texas, you know, look at way back when in history, what history's taught us. Who was the first state in the Union to secede? South Carolina, 1861. Remember that? Everybody thinks Texas, because it's got its own power grid, has all its own utilities at the ready, would be the first one. We even had Texas here. We have a group here that says Texas could secede from the Union, be its own nation, and survive and be okay. Well, the problem is Texas still has a problem with the have-nots. Because there's so many illegal immigrants here coming across their southern border, which the government's not doing a damn thing about. And we still have our have-not problem, because all these people coming across the border are dependent upon all this hyperinflation created by Biden giving them all this money and all these credit cards, debit cards to live on. That money's going to run out pretty soon. How are these people going to survive? and then they're going to go from house to house, and they're going to start stealing. They already are doing it. They're being arrested and charged with trespass. It's a dangerous situation when you're 15 years old and you live with your parents in San Antonio and you try to run over a sheriff's deputy. And you get shot. And now you're going to be charged with attempted capital murder. Because you were trying to harbor and go get illegal immigrants. What were you thinking? Don't be a punk. Don't be one of these people. The parents are working hard. And they're going to cooperate with authorities 110%. That's what the news story said, folks. The kid got shot, he's in the hospital, and they got him in cuffs. I'll guarantee you, he's not going anywhere. They're probably going to try to try him as an adult. And here's the thing. All of our constables and people are telling all of our homeowners, shoot him in the face, make sure they're dead, make sure they don't get up. Chipper Shredder's coming awful handy these days. Remember that, Fargo? Yeah, go Bears! Great way to get rid of the evidence. I know that sounds like crazy talk, doesn't it? Except all of a sudden when the power goes out and we are forced, and it could be a cyber attack, it'll cripple certain areas of the country. 9 substations are all that's necessary to take out in order to cripple the electric resources for 50 million people. You don't need to drop a nuke in set 270 miles up in the atmosphere, and people are still having cognitive dissonance, even though our government issued a report by Peter Vincent Pry that the United States government is taking care of itself because it needs to maintain its own infrastructure, and to hell with the other 322 million people, 220 million of which are vaxxed at least twice with a booster. And you are going to start having problems medically you will not be able to control. If there is no electricity, how many people are going to die in hospitals because they're on life-saving equipment? How many will die at home because they're on life-saving equipment? That requires electricity to live on. And anybody that all of a sudden the refrigerator goes off and it's like my food is spoiling, how am I going to eat? Well, let's go to the next door neighbor's. I know he's been stockpiling. And the neighbor goes, sorry, that ain't happening. You should have known this was coming. You needed to prepare. Remember the story of the 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins? Oh, please share some of your oil with us. Hey, we trimmed our lamps. We prepared in advance. Don't you ever read the gospel? Don't you ever read the Bible? These stories are shared for a reason. There's nothing wrong with prepping. Grandma and grandpa did it. Want to hear something else funny? Besides Bezos criticizing the Biden administration on inflation misdirection, saying it's, you know, misdirection coming from the White House. I didn't know White Houses could talk. McDonald's is going to leave Russia for good after 30 years. What are they going to call them? They're going to spray paint the golden arches red? They're starting to sell off its restaurants now in Russia. 850 outlets temporarily closed in March. Unpredictable operating environment caused by the Ukraine war. See, everybody's blaming Ukraine for something. The McDonald's chain opened their first restaurant in Moscow in 1990, symbolizing a thaw in Cold War tensions, but now they're all pulling out. 850 outlets temporarily closed, and they're going to close the rest of them. Growing number of corporations are pulling out of Moscow. It's a complicated issue that's without precedent and without or with profound consequences, according to their chief executive. What are they going to call it, McReds? I'd like to see McDonald's try to bring a patent infringement suit over the name on that one. What do they call it, Vladimir's? Sure, you got a name you want to call it. You want to buy one of those chains over there? I don't think so. Yep, McDonald's, even Mickey D's. You know, they want to solve the food problem. Why don't you send a couple of million Big Macs down to the Ukrainian border and feed the troops? That's a joke, okay? They're not going to do that. They're woke. And a small but powerful group is pushing SEC climate disclosures. Law and finance professors from across the country have criticized the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's March 21 proposal to compel climate-related disclosures by public companies, arguing the move exceeds the SEC's authority and reflects the outsized influence of institutional asset managers who are managing other people's money, not their own. See, this is the thing about investing in Bitcoin or anything in the markets right now. Don't you think it's better? I mean, you can't eat a stock certificate, can you? Don't you think it'd be better to buy guns, ammo, and food right now, given the fact that we're being threatened with cyber attacks? Now, we haven't heard yet about the overhead nuke, the EMP. Some of us are preparing for electromagnetic pulse, me being one of them. We're doing it for a reason, folks. We are prepared for anything. You grow your own food, you're self-sustenant. You turn vegan. You start drinking distilled water. You have your own water distiller. No matter what kind of crap your well water is producing, oh, you didn't know you could drill for your own well water? Let me enlighten you. DeepRock.com. They make well drilling kits for homeowners. You see, when you hire a well driller, he has to go register it with the state. But yet you can go drill your own water well by buying a DeepRock.com well drilling kit. You want to talk about solutions? There you go. These things are not that expensive. You can drill your own well drilling kit. You can get paid to educate your neighbor while he rents your well drilling kit and drills his own well. You see, there's a way to make money, folks. Especially if you live in an area that's got sandy soil, you're not going to be able to go but 50 feet if you're lucky. And you will hit water. They sell well drilling kits for home use up to 200 feet deep with well stems, casings, the whole nine yards. DeepRock.com. I'm not endorsing them. I'm just giving you a solution here. You can't live without water for 72 hours. You have to have a way to distill it. See how that works? We got solutions here at the Power Hour. We'll have more after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
And we're back on the Power Hour, 31 minutes after the hour Central Time, Monday, May 16, 2022. Are you counting down the days when you think something might happen? A lot of people think we're in the end times. They think we're in phase three, whatever that is. I talked to so many people in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that had various opinions. But the one thing they all had in common, a majority of them had weapons, and they were prepared to use them. And they understand why they would need to use them. And I kept bringing up the idea of a civil war, and I said, now, let me ask you a quick question. I did this on some of the interviews I did on the podcast, especially with Ohio Brett. He broadcasts a podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. from Ohio. That's why they call him Ohio Brett. And did one with him, and we were just talking a little bit about what we were going to discuss, about how the left-wing media has destroyed America, because basically they've manipulated everybody. It's what they've done. It's the way it works. And so, you know, we come back, and we're just communicating a lot of what we heard and saw and talked to people and prayed with people. It was a wonderful weekend. Patrice in Ohio. Speaking of Ohio, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Patrice. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's a Monday.
It is. So what's new in your neck of the woods?
The weather's good. Thank God. We'll see
more
what happens towards the end of the week. I'm sure they're going to try to do some storms.
Yeah, did your power go out at all because of the storms that went through that area?
No, we were lucky.
Okay. I know places in Pennsylvania lost power.
Yeah. Well, I think everything, I mean, how many things have you just even rattled off today? 30? The bottom line is, people can't handle reality. They cannot handle the paradigm of the reality of it is about good and evil. It's always been about that. They cannot believe how evil evil is. It's just like Paul Harvey back in the day.
Good day.
If
I'm
I
Paul
were
Harvey.
Satan, I would. Did he not speak truth?
Of course he did. You know, that's what Satan doesn't like. He doesn't
and
like
I
the
And I can
truth
remember him doing that.
Yeah,
what was that? Late 70s, maybe? Mid 70s? I remember as a kid watching him and just thinking, what's this guy? What is he talking about? Not even complete understanding. Not even beginning
now,
to understand.
Yeah. But now you know
only,
the rest of the story.
Now I know. Yeah, but it's your personal journey with Jesus that's going to get you there. There's so many people that just love this world and think it has so many things to offer. It's futile. It's ridiculous. You can only trust in the Lord, and there you go. I've tried to prepare as best I can, but you can't prepare for everything, and you can't freak out, and
True. You
can't worry. You're not supposed to worry. You got to leave it in God's hands.
That's
and
right.
We're
having done all to stand.
To get into this middle crap. We're not here to do that.
Yep, exactly right.
We've got a bigger job to do.
Well, see, Patrice, it's all about our witness out there in the community. It's all about local.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, even where I'm at, there's so many woke people, wicked woke people, even near conservative areas, you just can't believe it.
Oh, I could.
I mean, well, I mean, you can't. So, and it's at a point in life where I think the messengers know the message has already been out there. You've got to start to stand up for what you know is right. If you haven't figured it out by now, I don't know what's going to help you.
Well, for sure. Now, did
you
have a chance?
You've got to get broken.
Yeah. Did you have a chance to watch any of the Clay Clark?
No, I did not. I had other activities going on.
Well, guess what?
But,
it's streaming on the Power Hour. You get to watch it on the Power Hour because it's there. And if you're a subscriber to the Epoch Times, it's also on there because I was on there this morning critiquing my own presentation, which I do constantly because there's always a way to better yourself. And we certainly appreciate your input. I really would love for you to go and check that out. It's on day two at 11:30 in the morning. And yes, you're right about the fact that we need to put our trust in the Almighty. But, you know, as long as we're here on this earth and God's given us free will, we need to move forward. And forward it shall be. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, and we appreciate your call. Dan in New Jersey, welcome to the show, sir. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, as I am a grizzled old geezer and general nuisance, I'm calling to enlist the assistance of the amateur astronomers who might be listening to the Power Hour. Those that have a clear view of the horizon at sunrise or sunset and have the filters whereby they can look at or around the sun to tell us is it true or not true that something wicked this way comes. What I've been hearing is that like two-thirds of the stars studied by the astronomers, our sun is a binary pair, and our companion is what they call the brown dwarf, supposedly several times bigger than Jupiter, but still not big enough to have enough internal energy and gravity to ignite nuclear fusion on the surface, hence called the dark star. It and its supposed three major planets are on an approximately 2,300-year, highly elliptical orbit inclined 30 degrees to the south of the plane of the ecliptic, and lucky for us, in 2028, it's supposed to reach perihelion, its closest approach as it and its planets loop around the sun, causing all kinds of chaos in our solar system. You know, you've heard reports of all the major world leaders, from the Pope to Kim Jong-un to Putin, the Queen of England, going to Antarctica, and they didn't go there to look at penguins. They went there to look at the telescopes and see this thing approaching from the south. But what I'm hearing in other programs is that the dark star and its planets are getting close enough to where it should be visible through these amateur astronomers can tell us that this is happening.
Now, did you happen to see the blood moon we had last night from 11 to 1?
We
were
clouds.
Here. We were outside. Yeah, we were. Oh, that's too bad, because we were outside taking pictures and videos, all sorts of stuff in the various phases of the blood moon last night with the lunar eclipse. For those of you who didn't get a chance to see it, that's the first time I've ever seen a dark blood red moon in my life. And I mean, we took tons of pictures, so it's we're just loaded up with them. We thought it was great. But, you know, the insight with the this is all about. The reason for another reason why we would have electromagnetic pulse is because of these solar flares and coronal mass ejections that are capable of being initiated and emitting from the sun. So I get all of that, and I agree that, you know, somebody down there that's got all the money has been doing the science and technology and doing the research, and they all think that a certain period of time, I had one guy tell me that on February 23rd of 2023, the poles were going to shift, and all of a sudden, a wall of water was going to come halfway across the United States and drown half of the U.S. You know, when people start giving me exact dates and times, I run into a problem. My cognitive dissonance starts to kick in, and I just start to wonder, okay, you know, all these ministers said, yep, it's the end times, and it's going to happen on this date, and they look like fools when it's all over. Thanks for your call. Chance in West Virginia. Welcome to the show again. How are you, sir?
How are you, Dave? I hope you had a good time in South Carolina. I visited Charleston, South Carolina, about 10 years ago, about this time of year. And I liked it, but the weather was incredibly humid. Was it when you were there by any chance?
Oh, yes, it definitely was. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of humidity in the air in Myrtle Beach where I was over the weekend. It was rather warm, but it wasn't crazy, crazy humid. I will say that, you know, they've got their own little issues from most of the locals that we talked to while we were down there. They got all these people from New York and New Jersey moving in there at the rate of about 15,000, I think, in the last few years. A lot of them have been there and had summer homes there and now decided we've had enough of the taxes and all the nonsense in the Northeast and we're moving here. And they're just like, yeah, but you need to leave your, you know, BS ideology from the Northeast there and don't bring it down here. We don't appreciate it. So, yeah,
exactly.
that was,
exactly.
But I've been to Charleston as well multiple times. I love the city. I actually work for WQSN. Yeah, WQSN 15Q News, right after the hurricane hit, back in the 80s. So, anyway, yeah, it was nice when I was there.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was in Charleston, Folly Beach, John's Island, James Island. It was pretty nice. The reason why I called, Dave, is your first caller, I believe her name was Patrice. She hit on a lot of good points. And I'll tell you what I'm angry about. She's correct what she said. People won't look at evil, but I put the blame on these 501c3 churches all across the country because they conveniently gloss over Revelation, the mark of the beast. They don't teach their congregations these things. They teach them cotton candy popcorn stuff rather than look at how the Bible relates to what's happening right now. And so they come out of there dumb.
So did you have a chance to watch Pastor Greg Locke on the videos? Because we were streaming this. He was on day one. He just like right out of the gate. They put him on right out of the gate on day one, and I watched a lot of his, and then I watched the replays online on Epic Times, and this guy was dynamite. I mean, they let him loose on stage, and that whole place just gets torn up big time in the spirit. It was amazing. Did you have a chance to watch it?
Well, yeah, but see, there's few of them. They're all on alternative. For the common folks out here who go to church every Sunday, they should be hearing this in their pulpit rather than, you know, this is why I don't step foot in these 501c3 churches. It's a waste of damn time. It's more like a social club than it is learning. And Patrice was right. The people aren't aware of the evil because they're not being taught that evil exists from their own Bible. You know, the pastors conveniently gloss over them, the mainstream ones. They gloss over it. It's like they don't tell you these things. It's up to the people to read their Bible themselves so they're aware of the severity of what's happening. That's why it's hard for them to believe. They look to a leader to teach them everything rather than do the legwork themselves. And that's a sad commentary.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it is. And see, the other thing that really gets me is if you want to investigate somebody and get the dirt on them, go to their church and just start asking people, hey, you know this guy? You know Chance? Oh, yeah, yeah, I know him, and I'll tell you all about him, too. We know everything about it. You want to get all the dirt on somebody, go to the church and start talking to the parishioners, and you'll find out all the dirt you want to know. That's the other thing about churches is they're nice little worship centers, but they're also gossip centers as well, which just drives me crazy, worse than anything else you can imagine.
You got that right. That's because they're too preoccupied with I don't know what. That's certainly not the Bible. I mean, and it's amazing how some of them could recite verse by verse, but they don't know what the verses mean. That's what the problem is.
Right about that.
Okay, Dave, thank you for taking my call. God bless you, and have a great day.
God bless
now.
You too, sir. Appreciate it, Chance. Thanks for your call. Alan in Texas, how you doing, sir? Been a week since we talked. What's new in your neck of the woods?
Well, actually, I lived most of this week without water just to see how much of a hindrance it would be. So today I'm out playing in the muck and the rock, repairing water lines, and I'll probably have to repair the Stark capacitor on my wellhead because it it's been kicking on and off and on and off, and it's about burned out again. But other than that, another caller spoke about celestial events. Did anyone else stay up and watch the full lunar eclipse last night? It started around 10:30 and ended about 1 o'clock in the morning. Beautiful full solar eclipse. I laid out outside with my binoculars and spot and scope and watched the whole process. Very interesting.
Oh, I did too. It was just amazing. We took video, we took pictures, all sorts of stuff out here from where we were. We have very little city light out here, which is one of the reasons why we're up in the Texas Hill Country, is because we can see the stars. You know, and I just tell all these people in L.A. and California that are moving in this direction, hey, do us a favor. Don't be sitting there lighting up your yards like you did out there on the West Coast. We don't need that. We like the stars out here.
Yeah, and Dave, they do that. It's like I said, all these ranches out here are being bought up by people fleeing California. And more on the hillsides around me, I see it looks like a dadgum prison compound. They've got these blazing spotlights, and it's just freaking ridiculous. You know, they live in a gated community, and then you've got a security system to get into their place, and then they've got security on their house. And it's like, why in the hell do you even move to the country, you know?
Well, do you want to sing the Hogan's Heroes theme with me? Ba 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 ba. You know what?
Dave, we're basically, from what I see, like I said, I don't do the computer and the cell phone stuff, and I've watched it engulf the world around me. And yes, we live in a digital, you can call it a gulag or a stalag, but yeah. People are not people anymore. They can very rarely survive without their digital communication, and even when they're together, they really don't communicate anymore because they're all so individual now that they're not even really people that communicate anymore. They're a cell phone number, and they've always got it with them, and it just amazes me. I admire it to a point, Dave, but it sickens me. If I was evil, I would have great admiration for what they've done to this whole population of the globe at this point. But it disgusts me, really, Dave. I see people, even that used to be good people, now they are just addicted. It was literally an addiction to all this digital technology, and it's amazing and disgusting to sit back and watch this happening around me.
Sure. Well, now, I mean, you do your own talk show, so how many people in America do you think are really tuned in and prepared for what might happen in the future? What percentage?
That are really fairly cognizant of what's going on, man, I might give it 10%. I don't know. I'm not that wide, but everyone's being driven into the cities. Like I said, all the ranches out here, very few of the old people that lived out in the country, their children have all gone to the get smart place to get stupid, and they live in the cities and work under fluorescent lights tapping on a keyboard. And society's just been twisted as far as a survival standpoint. It has been twisted, and I don't know, a lot of them are kind of aware, but once again, they paradigms, it is hard and very uncomfortable to step outside that paradigm and realize that all is not rosy in the world. It can never happen here. Every
yeah.
civilization on this planet that thought they were the most advanced thing on this planet, it can never happen here. It happens, don't it?
It sure does, sir, and that's the one thing about this power grid that everybody keeps saying is very weak and very susceptible. We're extremely vulnerable, and people still haven't gotten that through their head because they can still turn on a light switch, still power up their computer, and all is well in America. And it's not that way, really, when you look at it.
Well, Dave, I could talk to you for hours, but I'll let it go at that. Love your show. Hope you had a good time out there. Like I said, I wish I could have seen the conference, but I kind of live a caveman existence out here. So
I know.
Have a good day, Dave.
You still can if you have any kind of remote access to the internet at all, or can get in front of a computer at a library. You can still dial it up on thepowerhour.com because we are streaming it. And it was so enlightening, Alan. And I appreciate your call, Kevin in Ohio. We still have some time left. How are you, sir?
Hey, just fine. I hope you're well, too, and I hope you're enjoying being home.
Go ahead.
I want to compliment you on your presentation the other day. It was excellent. I watched it through the website.
Wonderful.
And it was very valuable to watch it again. I went to the Reawakening Tour in Canton back in February.
Right.
I'll bring up one thing. I saw the most novel idea about our younger generation Kash Patel brought out that comic book explanation of the 2020 election. Isn't that just so novel and so creative and just a wonderful idea? I wonder how we can access, how to get our hands on those to distribute.
Well, we have, you know, actually, this is the thing. Kash Patel, I believe, they have a website that actually sells those. Now, here's the thing. He was selling them for $20 a piece, and, of course, we bought one because I thought they were novel, too, to actually be there. But the thing is that his he was autographing these things for well more money than, you know, it was like $19.95 if you wanted to just buy a copy, but it was $59.95 if you wanted it autographed. And I'm just okay.
Oh, no.
Cash is king, buddy. Cash is king. That was the only downside. That's the only downside, Kevin.
You can't bring on a patriotic movement without sacrifice. And that's just a little. I mean, you could publish that for a lot less than $20, I believe, don't you?
I know you can. And you could put it on Kindle and you could share it. But you see, the thing is that everybody is taking advantage of the moment. And he had a line after he got off stage. He had a line out the door. My booth was right across the, like within 5 feet of where he was standing, signing books and talking to people and taking photos, of which I got one too. But, you know, the thing is that we, you know, even though we talked to him and we'd love to have him on the show because I'd like to ask everybody, you know, what inspired him to write this book in the first place. But the fact that he did and the fact that we had so many people there that were plugged in and tuned in and that the response that they got from the people that were in that audience, like the presentation I did, I asked that question, how many people have been shunned by their family because they didn't want to take the jab or wear a mask? And, I mean, the hands were going up all over the audience. So, you know, the thing is when you've got that kind of participation, I mean, everybody and their brother was coming at me after I got off that stage and just, boy, the conversations and the prayer we had. I mean, you talk about a time of sharing. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it had to be fabulous. It was up in Canton, too. Thank you very much for your work, Dave.
Well, I
really appreciate
that,
getting to see the man behind the voice.
that's good. I mean, it was good. It was all good. I loved it. I would do it again if I had the opportunity. And we appreciate you. And thanks so much for sharing. And thanks so much for watching the presentation. I'm sure. Did you have a chance to watch Greg Locke?
I watched pretty much all of it on Saturday. I can't distinguish him right now.
Greg was in Canton, Ohio, was he not?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who he was now. You caught me off guard.
He's the preacher. That's all right. He's the preacher out of Nashville, Tennessee that gets all hellfire and brimstone that's actually casted out devils out of people in his church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Greg was something else. It's his booth I actually took over because we were kind of sequestered upstairs in the Carolina Opry when we first got there. So we managed to move down in the mainstream.
Yeah.
Gotten handed out a lot of Power Hour brochures and talked to a lot of people and shared a lot and witnessed a lot. It was all encompassing. It was very good for us. It was spiritually enlightening for us, and we were able to network with other vendors and support them financially and otherwise. Wakefield was there. They've got the Vax movie out. I contributed to their campaign and helped them with their fundraiser. So it's just, you know, it's these things when you have an opportunity to reach out and do the interviews and talk to people and network with other sources, and then they want to come on your show and share information and news that they get from other parts of the country. I mean, it was phenomenal, and we appreciate your sharing that with us. Tom in Michigan, we've got a few minutes left. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, so many things you're talking about. I wanted to just add a little information, I guess. You know, nobody's ever starved to death. And what I mean by that is what happens is once the body runs out of calories, it won't consume the brain or the spinal nerve, the cerebral spinal fluid, anything that's absolutely vital. But what happens is the body can't heat itself anymore, so the person dies of hypothermia, which probably isn't that bad of a way to go. I'm living in a city right now, one of them dangerous cities that everybody's always telling everybody to get out of. And I'm not worried about it because stress is going to make things worse, not better. And I don't think I go any. I mean, I can't live on spaghetti and eggs and. I don't eat that kind of stuff.
Well, so everybody's got a different diet. About,
yeah. So, I mean, like I say, I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm just thinking, well, it might be a little easier to go in the winter or the summer. I'm thinking, like, I could go, you know, probably 40 or 50 days just on water without dying. And then, you know, provided if I have, you know, some kind of proper nutrition, like, you know, in the form of fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, real food. Yeah, you know, I'd be able to build back up, but at my age, it's probably not worth it. You know, it's they say in the Bible, it's the you know the life, the expiration date is 70, and I'm past that. So I don't know. Just saying.
Well, I mean,
like,
it's
like
good.
I say,
it's good to share. You know. Yeah. No, I get that, and it's good to share. And so that's you know one of the reasons why I appreciate your call. If you do have a chance, go online and watch the reruns. Because we have archived all of this stuff, and we thank you for your call, Tom. By the way, for those of you who don't care, the Georgetown Law Center has now said basically immigration officials have created a network that can spy on the majority of Americans through ICE. Amazing how that works. And we found out about this from hundreds of Freedom of Information Act requests. That's what Technocracy News is reporting. And, of course, under the health category, we're... put a whole bunch of new stuff on there about higher levels of certain antioxidants have been linked to lowering dementia and whether or not you're suffering from loneliness. There's a story on there about that as well. COVID vaccines may bring an avalanche of neurological diseases. We already knew that. We've got stories on there about what Pfizer's really up to, the emergence of regenerative medicine. We're revealing propaganda about most Americans now rejecting the shots. I guess that's a good thing. So much more on our email blast. If you're not subscribing, you should be. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. We are out of time for today. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, as you know, the way I think, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.